Topic 19. The Czech Republic.
What is the Czech Republic like?
The Czech Republic, which is situated in Central Europe, is an inland state with moderate climate. Here we can find valleys, lowlands, high grounds, the Bohemian Moravian Highland, the Central Bohemian Highland, mountain ranges, but moorlands and swamps as well. Why is the Czech Republic famous for tourists?
It is a country with nice nature, rich culture and history. The combination of natural beauty and numerous wonderful buildings coming from past centuries, with cultural heritage and many silent witnesses of splendid but sometimes also tragic history, makes the Czech Republic a popular destination for tourists. Apart from the capital, Prague, the country has many more beautiful towns and places worth seeing. Sadly, many Czech people prefer traveling abroad without knowing well the beauties of their motherland. What is the West Bohemian Triangle?
Guests coming from the West are keen to see the famous West Bohemian Triangle of spa towns in particular, and this includes Karlovy Vary, Mariánské Lázně, and Františkové Lázně. The most famous of these, Karlovy Vary, was founded in the 14th century by the Emperor Charles IV and has remained a popular place for patients from all over the world, especially those suffering from stomach, gallbladder, and liver disorders. Mariánské Lázně, with its numerous parks and flower beds, make it one of the most attractive Czech spa towns, is a popular venue for patients suffering from kidney disorders, asthma, or nervous diseases. Located in the middle of woods and parks, Františkové Lázně is a famous spa for patients with women and heart diseases. The poet Goethe said this was paradise on earth. Which part of the Czech Republic belongs to the most beautiful places in Europe?
The south of Bohemia belongs to the most beautiful regions of Europe. The Šumava Mountains, which are, even today, covered with charming woods and swamps, are a superb summer and winter holiday region, with nice trips, as well as sporting opportunities, such as cycling or skiing. In addition, there is the Bobín primeval forest. What is typical for South Bohemia? What interesting places would you recommend to tourists?
The peaceful, sunny landscape of South Bohemia is full of lakes for fish breeding, Rožmberk being the largest and most famous. Also, the towns located in the region are extremely interesting. For example, Tábor, a town that became the center of the Hussite Wars in the 14th century, České Budějovice, and its famous beer, Budweiser, Písek, with its stone bridge with seven arches, the second oldest bridge in Central Europe, the picturesque town of Český Krumlov, with a castle from the early 13th century and many beautiful Gothic and Renaissance houses, or the town of Domažlice, the historical capital of the Chodsko region. South Bohemia is also famous for its marvelous castles. Where is the highest mountain range and what is its peak called? Which industrial centers can we find here?
In the north of the country, the Krkonoše Mountains are the highest mountain range, with Sněžka as its highest peak, 1,602 meters. Industry is a typical feature of the region, and there are some of the biggest industrial towns of the country there, Liberec, Jablonec, Ústí nad Labem, etc. The towns are surrounded with the Orlické Mountains and the Jizerské Mountains, popular destinations for winter holidaymakers. Unfortunately, air pollution has led to huge damage to the forests in the past decades. What is Moravia like?
The east part of Bohemia brings us close to Moravia. From the political point of view, it has been part of the Czech lands, though it has retained its own traditions and history. Typical feature of its southern part is wine farming, which is possible because of its moist climate. In South Moravian villages, almost every house has its wine cellar. Wine farmers are visited by a lot of guests who are very enthusiastic about the local delicious wine. Is there any attractive natural region in the south of Moravia?
South Moravia has a beautiful place called the Moravian Karst, with underground caves decorated with numerous stalactites and stalagmites of different shapes and colors. The cave labyrinth can be seen from boats floating on the underground river called the Punkva. Which town is called the capital of Moravia?
A center of South Moravia, Brno is a remarkable city, unofficially known as the capital of Moravia. The city is known by foreign businessmen in particular as they come to see the trade fairs and exhibitions held there every year. Which districts belong to the north part of Moravia? Are there any mountains?
In North Moravia, there is a fruitful agricultural region called Hana, with a beautiful university town called Olomouc, the second most important historical place of the Czech lands. The town of Ostrava is an important industrial center. The mountains are also worth mentioning. The Jeseniki and the Beskidy Mountains are attractive destinations for both summer and winter holidays. What is the political and historical division of our country?
There are three historical parts of the country: Bohemia in the west, Moravia in the east, and smallest Silesia in the northern part of Moravia. There are differences between these regions in dialects and folk traditions. Politically, the Czech Republic is divided into 14 districts. Do you know any Czech monarch?
Charles IV, from 1316 to 1378, was one of the most popular Czech kings. He is said to have been a very wise and highly educated person, who could speak several languages, and who was an enthusiastic culture lover. He made Prague become the royal seat. Charles IV built the famous Charles Bridge and Karlstein Castle. He invited many outstanding personalities to Prague to build new quarters and churches. In 1355, he was elected the Roman Emperor. In 1348, the first Czech university was founded by him. Which historical dates are important for the Czech Republic?
Important dates in Czech history. 9th century, the Great Moravian Empire. 1212, the Přemyslid dynasty gained the hereditary title of kings. 10th to 14th century, Přemyslid dynasty, Václav I, Otakar I, Emperor Charles IV, Luxembourg dynasty. 1415, the reformer Jan Hus burnt at stake in Konstanz, Germany. 1419 to 1435, First Prague Defenestration, Hussite Wars. 1526, the Habsburg dynasty gained the throne. 1576 to 1612, reign of the Emperor Rudolf II. Prague became the capital and cultural center of the empire. 1618, Second Prague Defenestration. The 30-year war broke out. 1620, the Battle on the White Mountain. 1781, the Emperor Joseph II abolished serfdom. 1848, First Pan-Slavic Congress was held in Prague. 1918, Czechoslovakia was established after the Austro-Hungarian Empire collapsed. T.G. Masaryk elected first president. 1938, the Munich Agreement. The Sudetenland became part of the Third Reich in 1939. The Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia, Slovakia became independent. 1939 to 1945, the exile government headed by President Beneš in London. 1942, Deputy Reich Protector Heydrich assassinated in Prague. The village of Lidice was burnt down in revenge. 1945, May Uprising in Prague. World War II ended. About 3 million Sudeten Germans expelled from Czechoslovakia. 1946, the Communist Party won the general election. 1948, the Communist Party came to power. 1960, the country renamed to the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic. 1968, Prague Spring. Alexander Dubček employed the process of democratization. The armies of the Warsaw Pact occupied the country as a preventative measure. A period called normalization followed. 1977, Charter 77 was established. 1989, the Velvet Revolution. The Civic Forum was founded. Václav Havel elected president. 1993, Czechoslovakia split into the Czech and Slovak republics. 1997, Czech-German Declaration. 1999, the country joined NATO and applied for EU membership. 2004, the country joined the EU. When was the Czech Republic established and what is our political system?
The Czech Republic was set up on the 1st of January, 1993, as one of two successor states of the former Czechoslovak Federal Republic. According to the Constitution, the Czech Republic is a parliamentary democracy, with the president as the head of state. The president is elected every 5 years by the parliament. The parliament consists of two houses, the Chamber of Deputies and the Senate. What are the symbols of the Czech Republic?
The national flag consists of a white and red stripe and a blue triangle. The Czech anthem is the song "Where My Home Is" by J.K. Till. The Czech emblem is a coat of arms divided into quarters. In the first and fourth, there is a silver, two-tailed rampant lion with a golden crown. In the second and third fields, there is the Moravian and Silesian eagle. Can you give some basic facts about your country?
Some basic facts. Covering an area, 78,864 kilometers squared. Border countries. It borders with Poland in the north, Germany in the west, Austria in the south, Slovakia in the east. Population. 10.3 million inhabitants. Minorities. Slovaks, Poles, Germans, Russians, Romanies, and members of other nations. The highest mountain is Snezhka, 1,602 meters, in the Giant Mountains near the Polish border. The longest river is the Vltava, which springs in the Šumava and flows into the Labe River. Other important rivers: Labe, Odra, Morava. Agricultural production: grain, sugar beet, maize, hop, sunflower, fruit, vegetables, oats in the Labe River lowlands, the River Morava valleys, barley, sugar beet, wheat in the higher altitudes, potatoes, and grain in the highlands. Industries: metalwork in Ostrava, mechanical engineering, Prague, Brno, Pilsen. Chemical industry: Ústí nad Labem, Neratovice, Kralupy nad Vltavou, Ostrava, Pardubice, Hradec Králové. Textile, clothes and leather industry: Northeast Bohemia, Brno, Liberec, Prostějov, Prague, Zlín. Food industries in all the big cities: breweries, Pilsen, Prague, České Budějovice, Litovel. Glass, jewelries, porcelain: Karlovy Vary, Jablonec nad Niso, Nový Bor. Wood and paper industries and pencil manufacturing: České Budějovice. Matches, Sušice. There are deposits of brown, black coal and iron ore. When are the bank holidays in the Czech Republic?
1st of January, anniversary of the foundation of the Czech Republic in 1993. 8th of May, anniversary of the end of the Second World War in 1945. 5th of July, arrival of Slavic missionaries, Cyril and Methodius, in 863. 6th of July, Master Jan Hus burnt at the stake, 1415. 28th of September, St. Wenceslaus Day, Czech Patron Saints Day. 28th of October, anniversary of the foundation of Czechoslovakia in 1918. 17th of November, anniversary of fights for freedom and democracy in 1939 and 1989.
Inflow.
Junction.
Estuary.
Stream.
River.
Range. Mountain.
Lowlands.
Waterfall.
Wood.
Agriculture.
Inhabitants.
Region.
District.
Government.
Parliament.
Ministry.
Deputy.
Chairman.
Prime Minister.
Judge.
Anthem.
Flag.